Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620.
By inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime.
Sugar.
News Radio 92.3, News Radio Pensacola, also heard at 95.3 AM 1620. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, The Garden Line, with your host, Mike Wiggins. I'm Jake Walker, just hanging out here taking your calls and texts. Please join the conversation, 850-437-1620, News Radio Pensacola. Mike Wiggins, how are you doing this morning?
Jake, good morning.
Ah,
man. Good morning to you. Jake, when you and I, we walked into the studio together this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And blue sky.
Yes.
It was fabulous.
Right.
And now the clouds have rolled in a little bit. This weather is wacky.
I've learned if I don't have to, I'm just not going to say anything regarding the weather anytime on the air as long as I don't have to. Unless they tell me to report on the weather, I'm not going to talk about it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll take over the weather this morning.
Okay.
Here we go. You ready?
All right. That sounds good to me.
Okay. Seriously, it has been kind of crazy. Two storms, really, with unbelievable winds and a lot of rain. Now, you get into the month of May, and the rain is good. Sometimes we have a very, very dry May.
Mm-hmm.
So the rain is good. And as we were talking to Tina when we walked in, our secretary out there, she says it really has her weeds a-growing.
Oh, yes.
There's no doubt about that. But this rain is good. Especially if in the last 30 days or so you fertilize your lawn with a granular. And this rain is kind of makes it all work. And so I'm sure you're like me, your grass is growing very fast, totally out of dormancy at this point. And that is good. It means we do have to get that lawnmower out and sharpen that blade and get going. But this rain has been good. Now, it's nice to have it middle of the week, so it doesn't mess up the weekends at the beach, but we take what we can get. Also, we have complained loudly over the last couple of shows, Jake, about the leaves and the catkins falling off of the oak trees.
Right.
I really believe they have stopped, because even after this rain, there weren't a lot of leaves. I am sick and tired of raking leaves, but my goodness, it has been like none other year. Of course, I say that every year, but it really has been a lot of leaves and pollen and what have you coming off of the oak trees. So hopefully that has stopped. But one thing I think these storms have taught us, or reminded us, I should say, is following this springtime, generally beautiful weather, is hurricane season. Mm. And with all this wind, it makes everybody kind of look up and check out their oak trees and their other trees also to see if they need some pruning, opening them up just a little bit. I'm telling you right now, I bet the tree surgeons in town are just as busy as they can be. So if you're like me and need to make a phone call and schedule a little bit of tree work, I would do it soon, because those guys get so busy. But we've got some great ones in Pensacola that can get up into those oak trees, for example, thin them out, and you never really know they were there. Mm. The tree doesn't look like it's thinner. It's still beautiful.
Right.
But as the big winds come, that wind gets through the tree as opposed to catching up all those thick leaves, and that's acting like a sail on a sailboat, and it can take some limbs off, or heaven forbid, it can take a whole tree down. So I'll talk to your tree guy about that and see exactly where we are. So rain's been good. Enough of the big wind. Have your trees checked and get out there and mow those weeds down,
yeah,
if you will. No question about it. Absolutely. A couple other things about the weeds. We need to talk about that, and we can get into that a little more as the show goes on. However, I did see one weather report, Jake, that I want to say Wednesday or Thursday we would be about 90 degrees.
Okay.
In my opinion, that's a little bit late to be spraying your post-emergence or any emergence, any type of weed killer. It can really burn the grass. If you're just desperate to do it, maybe experiment in a little corner of your yard and see if the weed killer you're using is going to do any damage. But I would really just avoid it if I could, because you don't have many other options other than get a little stool and sit out there and pull the weeds. And who wants to do that? But our weed killers can really give us fits when we're 90 degrees. We usually say between 65 and 80, sometimes 65 and 85, but 65 and 90 is just a little much. So you'll be very, very careful if you're considering doing the weed killing. I think that's really important. Oh, and one other thing, we're talking about fertilizing the lawn. A lot of people, including myself, will buy a bag of fertilizer that says, it covers 10,000 square feet or 8,000 square feet or even 12,000 square feet, and you don't need it all. You may need half a bag. You may need a quarter of a bag. We always say do the math, figure out how much square footage you have, compare that to what the bag says, and use it accordingly. So what do you do with that leftover fertilizer? Well, one, you want to keep it totally dry. Keep it in the bag. I take mine and put it in a big plastic bag to keep it dry, because if you have St. Augustine or if you have zoysia, you're going to be using more fertilizer sooner than you think. Probably at the end of June, you'll need to give that St. Augustine and zoysia a little extra kick, a little extra fertilizer. And the one you use in the spring is generally perfect for midsummer. Obviously, no weed killer in it at all, just straight fertilizer. Mm-hmm. But you will need to give St. Augustine and zoysia a little push midsummer. Now, of course, if you have centipede, as we've always said, you don't want to do that. It doesn't want all that nitrogen in midsummer. What you can do, well, really two choices. You can do nothing. Sometimes that works okay. Or you can put a little bit of iron on it. There's that product we like a lot called Ironite. It's a granular iron that you can put on your centipede. Helps with the color. Helps a little greener. And you can do that midsummer. But you don't need to put that fertilizer you used in the spring on your centipede. So if you have centipede and you don't need that fertilizer, you may want to make your neighbor happy and give him that half a bag that you didn't use,
right?
And go from there. So those are just a few things we need to talk about here as we're in May and approaching the summer.
All right. We've got some text coming in over on your screen. You'll see a picture from Lisa.
Look
in
at
Milton.
That.
Yes, Lisa, the raised galvanized beds.
You are amazing.
Yeah, she's doing some great work there.
This is Lisa,
amazing.
For those who haven't heard us, has got these metal planters, tubs. I'm going to call them tubs,
yep,
if you will.
Galvanized
tubs.
They
almost look like they belong on a farm, you know,
it's a trough. It's like a trough style.
And she has used those for raised gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And when she first showed them to us, it was just the troughs or the, you know, with bare dirt. Now they are full.
And they are thriving.
Of vegetable plants and of flowering plants, too.
And in the back, if you'll see that, Mike, she's got that bottle of filtered water from the store, like I was talking about. Like, does tap water mess with your plants?
Exactly. I see that.
Yeah, absolutely. So she's subscribing to that. We've got another text in here real quick before we go to our first break. Remember the alien weed we talked about last time? The grass?
Right. And you know what we determined that was Bermuda grass.
Bermuda, right.
It was Bermuda. Did texter this morning
they
have
sent
another
a text
choice?
They said well they're just going to go ahead and till it, I think, so they're getting ready to rototill, I guess. They're going to rototill it, and they're asking what kind of sod do they recommend that they get. Not looking to spend a lot of money,
I understand, and that's an important question. Mm-hmm. But we'll go back to what they're going to do insofar as tilling it,
right?
You've got to do that. But keep in mind, if it's that Bermuda, one of the other names for Bermuda is wiregrass. Those roots on there are so strong. So you're going to have to till it pretty deep, 6 to 8 inches, and then rake it all out. Major project, major work.
Okay.
Because the picture they showed us wasn't that big a yard, that big an area.
But still.
But big enough to create a lot of work. So you got to keep tilling, keep raking till it's all clean and flat, and then you can do your sod. And when we get back from the break, Jake, let's talk about some sod options that they may want to use.
Sounds great. News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. I'm Jake Walker, hanging out, taking your text and calls, 437-1620. We'll be right back after this message from Blue Sky Landscaping.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check! Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check! Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check! Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check! Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check!
Hi, this is Lindsay with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7.
Let's have a rendezvous.
This week, Gretch Lyles and the Modern Eldorados take the stage at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion, bringing country and rock and roll the way it used to be to Bands on the Beach. Plus, don't miss out on shopping at the Gulfside Market. It's Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, the Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. I am Jake Walker, just hanging out, taking your calls and texts, 850-437-1620. Mr. Wiggins, we are already getting some texts coming in here. Before we went to the break, you said you wanted to talk about sod options.
Yeah, I do remember the picture that those folks sent us.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to till it up, rake it, and that's what one should do if you're going to put in new sod. So the question is, what kind of sod? And we have had these discussions on the Garden Line before, but to make it brief, you got three choices: St. Augustine, Centipede, and Zoysia. Now, if my choice would be at this point in time, and I'm telling you, 10 years ago, I probably wouldn't have said this, is Zoysia. Zoysia would be great. Go to our friends at Werner Turf, find out what they've got in stock, what the best variety is that they have, be it Emerald or Palisades or whatever, and then just put that Zoysia down. Keeping in mind that Zoysia is a great grass. It takes traffic very well. You can mow it a little bit lower, like about 2 inches, other than Centipede and St. Augustine. I think you would really enjoy that. And keep in mind, 10 years ago, I would have said put in St. Augustine. Mm-hmm. But we've had such trouble with disease. The Rhizoctonia brown patch fungus has just been horrible. And so why mess with that when your Zoysia, which is susceptible to some disease, but nothing as bad as St. Augustine. So I would go with Zoysia 1, St. Augustine 2. And if you're on a budget, Centipede is fine. Centipede, in my opinion, doesn't take traffic that well. If you've got a bunch, you know, a lot of kids playing out there in that area, that might not be the best grass for you. And the big disadvantage we've always talked about insofar as Centipede grass is concerned is longevity. Usually 7, 8, 9 years, sometimes sooner. As that grass comes out of dormancy, you'll have big bare spots, and you'll have to kind of resod in those spots. So Centipede is fine, but it is a lot cheaper, and it's a pretty grass. It's kind of, I would call it a native grass. Doesn't take as much fertilizer. Remember we talked earlier in the show, it takes that spring fertilizer, but really nothing in the summer.
So the three original ones you said were Bermuda, Zoysia,
or
Centipede.
No, Centipede, Zoysia, and St. Augustine.
And St. Augustine, okay.
Yeah, I would avoid Bermuda, obviously. Matter of fact, it's really funny. I had a conversation with a good friend over the weekend who, in my opinion, had one of the best-looking Bermuda grass lawns in the city. I mean, he did a great job, mowed it right, fertilized it right, and it was great. But eventually kind of got out of hand, got disease and that type of thing. And so what he did is what these folks are going to do. He plowed up his Bermuda and put in Zoysia. And now it looks like $1 million. It looks really, really good. So I would not. Bermuda is good. Remember where we talked about the biggest user of Bermuda is? Remember that, Jake? We talked about
The Masters?
Yes, yeah. It's the Masters, the golf course.
Yeah.
They have Bermuda grass.
Course, takes a lot to maintain that.
That green grass we you see on TV is ryegrass. They've overseeded in the early spring. But once that ryegrass burns up, then they've got underneath that is Bermuda. Exactly.
Would 13-13-13 be okay to use in June on St. Augustine? 13-13-13.
Interesting. 13. Yeah, yes, it would be fine.
One
fertilizer, if you're going to use, talk about formulas, I like 16-08. A lot of people over the years have used 15-0-15, which is good. 13-13-13 has got a lot of the middle number, phosphorus, which is not that important for us. But it really won't do any harm at all. So I think that's a good fertilizer. I'm not sure if you've already fertilized in the spring that I would do it in June. You might do it in June, but the latter part of June, maybe even the early part of July. And but yes, it'd be a good fertilizer to use. Now, 13-13-13, I think, is going to come in two forms. One is going to be a fertilizer that has a lot of the minor elements in it. It's granular. It's slow-release fertilizer to some extent. Not all of it, but some of it. Or it could be the agricultural form of 13-13-13, which has nothing except nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash, no slow release, no iron, that type of thing. We used to use one of the basic fertilizers that has been used for decades and decades is 888. That was a standard fertilizer. People used it for everything. And I had a good friend after we got in all our great fertilizers and, you know, with all the iron and slow release and all of that, I'd try to sell him some of that. He said, nope, nope, yep. I'm not going to pay the price. Give me a bag of $3.888.
Right, exactly.
And yeah. He was a good friend, and I always checked his yard, and it looked pretty darn good.
Right, yeah.
So yes, I think the triple 13 would be fine in the midsummer.
All right, we've got some more texts to get to. We're going to take another quick commercial break. It's News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. Mike Wiggins is hosting The Garden Line. I am Jake Walker, taking your calls and texts, 437-1620. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert, and I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. Call 800-822-1716. 800-822-1716.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Gallery Night is Friday night in downtown Pensacola. And this month, it's a celebration of our local military and Pensacola Navy Days. Wear red, white, and blue and show your support. See GalleryNightPensacola.org. Enjoy a family-friendly and free movie at the Gulfside Pavilion with cinemas in the sand Friday evening. Bring your chairs and blankets and enjoy The Parent Trap at sunset. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
You know, Mike, a lot of these old records are in, you know, true stereo, where some of the instruments might be on just the right side of the mix or the left side of the mix. So I don't know in here from listening, our playback is we're hearing all of it. So I don't know if sometimes people are driving around and they're only hearing half of the song, like the solo that John Coltrane's playing may not even be. They might not even be able to hear it.
Is that right? I really haven't thought about that.
Yeah, lots of Beatles songs, the drums are on the far left or the far right side, or maybe the vocals are on the far left, and if you don't have a true stereo signal, then you're not going to hear it.
Remember way back when we were young, they had quadraphonic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was big. I still love that.
It sounded pretty good.
Yeah. Well, they've got a version of that now. I think it's called Dolby or Atmos, I think. Yeah, Dolby Atmos, and it's like 20 speakers just, you know, surrounding you. It's crazy. All right. Pensacola, News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. It's The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. Taking your calls and texts, 437-1620. I got a phone call. Mike, take it away while I take this phone call.
Very good.
I got about 30 seconds here.
Okay. Very good. All right. Here's what we need to talk about real quick for 30 seconds. We talked about fertilizing the lawn in midsummer. Got to be done. But pruning azaleas, we need to do it now before July. Before July, because that's, believe it or not, that's when they're going to set buds for next year. So be careful with your azalea pruning. Go ahead and get it done in the next month or so. Because if not, you'll miss it.
All right, we'll be right back after the Fox News break with more, 437-1620. We'll be right back.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen back on the stand for cross-examination later today at the former president's criminal trial.
Trump's lawyer Todd Blanch is going to try to rip Michael Cohen apart, so the jury has no choice but to reject what he said. Yesterday, he implicated the former president directly into the scheme to falsify business records to protect Trump's 2016 presidential campaign.
Fox's Eric Shawn, there may be people trapped under a collapsed billboard in India. At least 14 people are killed.
The billboard was over 14,000 square feet, bigger than an Olympic swimming pool. Officials say the billboard was put up without a permit and was nine times bigger than the maximum size allowed. The presence of the gas station means rescue workers have to act slowly and carefully as they search for survivors.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 9:31 at News Radio, Pensacola, 75. Looks like that sun's trying to peek out. By the end of summer, a new resource should be available for the homeless in our area. The Overflow Health Alliance reportedly opening a new clinic, resource center, and shelter on North Davis Highway. The News Journal reporting that facility will be split with a clinic and a shelter with rooms for both individuals and families. They'll also be assisting with other resources, including providing mental health services, meals, and helping people with finding insurance jobs and transitioning to independence. The facility located at 3101 North Davis. It's currently filling a few positions there as well, as they plan to open their doors in August or September. The Overflow Health Alliance runs some similar programs throughout the state of Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis now including 15 counties in a state of emergency declaration after last Friday's severe weather. The initial declaration only included 12 counties, but yesterday the governor did add Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties. This comes after the Weather Service confirmed a tornado touched down EF2 northwest of Munson and traveled along Highway 4 into Okaloosa County last Friday. It is 9:33. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast this morning.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to be seeing a much calmer day today. We will just have a few stray showers possible, high near 82 degrees. Low tonight, dropping near 72 degrees. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 85. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 69. We're going to have partly cloudy skies on Thursday with a 30% chance of rain, high near 83. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. It's 75 in Pensacola, 74 in Gulf Breeze and Milton. Our next news at 10 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Adam Selipsky, CEO of Adam's Cloud Computing Business, will step down from his role next month. Amazon said Matt Garman, Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Amazon Web Services, will succeed Selipsky after he exits the company on June 3rd. In a memo to employees, Adam said he was leaving AWS after 14 years to spend more time with family and said the future is bright for the cloud business. Sony has reported a 7% drop in annual profits in the fiscal year, dragged down by a decline in its financial services division. The company also narrowly missed its forecast for unit sales of its flagship PlayStation 5 gaming console for the full year. Revenue came in at $22.4 billion, which is above the $18 billion expected. The company forecasted sales to drop 5% for the fiscal year, ending in March of 2025. Stocks are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
And now, with a step back in the archives of Pensacola News, here's John Appleyard.
1781 in the British Field Hospital in Pensacola, West Florida. This is News Radio 1620. And now also on FM 92.3. Things are quiet now, and the smell of exploded gunpowder has largely drifted away. But here in the hospital, the results of yesterday's disastrous explosion are very visible. After almost 3 months of siege, a shot from a gun in Fort San Bernardo, just below us, struck a powder magazine, and the resulting explosion ripped apart the protective earthen walls, and here we are almost certain of the numbers, killed 53 British troops and wounded more than 100. The chaos which resulted allowed the Spanish infantry to pour through the gap, and within the hour, General Sir John Campbell was forced to draw down our colors and to surrender. To my left, Dr. John Lorimer and three other surgeons continue their ministrations, aiding the injured as best they can. An hour ago, Governor Peter Chester passed among those in the hospital, thanking them for what they did and providing what information he can about what may happen here next. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At any time.
Very, very heavy rain here at the radio station. As a matter of fact, I believe our building is even out of power right now.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, The Garden Line, with your host, Mike Wiggins. My name is Jake Walker. Hanging out, taking your calls and texts, 437-1620. Got a phone call coming in right now, so I'll go ahead and take that. Mike, take it away.
Okay. Jake, we need to kind of backtrack just a little bit about the folks that sent us a text about the oak trees, the volunteer oak trees. What to do about volunteer oak trees coming up in your lawn or in your flower beds? And I will tell you, that is difficult. Mm. That is difficult. There is no, in my opinion, no chemical that would kill them that wouldn't, one, sterilize the soil in the area where you're spraying, mm-hmm. or drift to the perennials, annuals, landscaping, whatever. So it's very difficult. Your non-selective herbicides, things that you read about where you can spray a weed, kills down to the roots, won't kill anything else, mm-hmm. is not going to work on an oak tree coming up because it's a woody plant. Those non-selective herbicides work better on grassy weeds or broadleaf weeds, but they don't work well on woody plants. And mm-hmm. that's what an oak tree is. Mow them down or dig them up. That's about the only thing yeah. I can recommend. And if you mow them down, sure enough, they're going to come back. So it's kind of a continual thing to do. But it's like you have a natural area with nothing to say but liriope or monkey grass, and up come the oaks. Mm-hmm. That is just hard
it's
to
tough.
Handle.
Yeah.
It is tough to handle.
All right. Well, we do have a phone call here. Caller, what's your first name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Bob. I'm calling from Cantonment.
Bob from Cantonment. How you doing this morning? Thanks for listening. What's your question for Mike Wiggins?
Okay, we just moved down here about 7 months ago from Virginia, and we brought with us an absolutely magnificent gardenia plant. It's a bush, but it's big. We had to cut it down quite a bit before we moved down here. We weren't sure it's going to survive down here, but we've had it out back. And it now has probably about 70, 75 buds ready to bloom. It's also root-bound in the pot. My question is, can the gardenia survive in the soil here, or do I need to repot it? Because it looks the first blooms that have come out on it are they're pretty, but they're not nearly as big as they were when they went up in Virginia.
Right. Those are all a lot of great questions. Number one, gardenia is one of our favorite plants here. It has a great scent, smells good, and it grows well.
Yep.
I like to put them in, I'm going to say, filtered sun, but they'll do very well. If it's in a pot and it's root bound, I would consider going ahead and planting it where you know, in the proper place. Now, our soil here in Pensacola in Cantonment is relatively acid. Well, it is acid. And gardenias like that. That's okay. Azaleas and camellias and gardenias generally use the same fertilizer because they are acid-loving plants. But insofar as that root-bound plant, take it out of that pot, and I'm sure you know this because whether you're living in Virginia or Florida, you have to do this, kind of loosen those roots. You know, or even get a box yep. cutter and loosen the roots, put it in a hole using Canadian sphagnum peat moss. Now, up in Cantonment, you've got probably, you may have a little clay in the soil up there, but still use some Canadian sphagnum peat moss. That'll help a little bit with the acidity and help that gardenia grow. So I think you're going to do just fine. Now, there are different varieties of gardenias. There's a traditional tall-growing gardenia. There's dwarf gardenia. And most of those grow right here in Pensacola very, very well. So I think you're going to be okay. But one last thing. Once here we are in May, and we talked earlier about temperatures maybe hitting 90 before the week is out, water, water, water after you transplant out of that pot into the ground. And then enjoy it, and then probably in the fall is when you'll want to, after it blooms, prune it back after it in the fall. And I think you'll be fine.
Yeah, okay. This one got to be well over 6 feet tall when we had it in Virginia.
Okay.
So when we moved down there, we cut it way back to like about half that size.
And sure.
More than what the rule is. But the buds on it are just unbelievable. So, okay, so we're going to transplant it probably into the soil then, as you said, because it seems perfect. So yeah. It'll get afternoon sun. The morning sun's on the front of the house. It comes up in the north, and the south side's in the back. So
I think you'll be okay with that. Yeah. I think you'll be fine. Now, insofar as if it had no buds on it at all, and especially with the trauma of travel and being root bound and all of that,
right.
I would almost recommend cutting it back. But if it's got those buds on it, don't touch it. Enjoy it. Then after it blooms, then you can do some pruning. But I would just simply enjoy it. It sounds like it's going to be fine.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll get the sphagnum peat.
Yeah, Canadian sphagnum peat moss. Mm-hmm. Mix it in the soil. A couple of good shovelfuls in the soil. Mix it with the dirt that you have up there, sand, if you will, and then plant it in that in that mixture. That's the best way to do it. And one more thing. Welcome to Pensacola.
Yes.
It's great to have you here.
And
we appreciate you listening to us.
Yes, thank you so much.
We're really enjoying your program. Thank you.
Well, very good. Thank you.
Awesome.
Good to have you.
All right. News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Your thoughts or questions, 437-1620. We did have a text that just came in about a massive termite swarm that occurred last Friday. Do you know about this last Friday night? Any reports?
I do know about it.
Oh, yeah?
I had the same thing.
Oh, really?
It happens every year in May.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's a termite swarm. And now I'm kind of out of my area here.
Uh-huh.
It's a personal experience. You get the little termites in your house, and I've never figured out how they get into the house. They kind of crawl up the walls, and they're just nasty, drive you crazy.
Yeah.
But I think the termite people, and I would love to hear from somebody if they really know more about it than what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But we have found. We panicked the first year we saw them.
Right.
Called our termite guy, said, "Get out here." He says, "It's just a swarm. Mm. It happens in May. It'll go away." And sure enough, they did. This year, they weren't as bad as they have been
in
earlier years. But I'm sitting there with a fly swatter and whacking them off the wall. But
do you think people should be treating their lawns? That's something they should leave to like insect or somebody like that?
Well, I don't think it's from the lawn.
Mm.
No, I think this is just me.
Mm-hmm.
Please, I hope somebody who's an expert will add to the conversation.
Yes, 437-1620.
I'm a firm believer that it's wind, combination of wind, rain, and temperature. I think that's what causes them to come. Mm. But I don't know that. I guess I'm reaching for a reason, but they are disconcerting at most because they will drive you crazy, but they go away. Hmm. We had some, I guess, back last Friday, but yesterday didn't have any at all.
Wow. All right. Did not know about that. We're getting some more calls and more texts. Let's go ahead and go to our next commercial break. And when we come back, we'll grab this phone call. Don't go anywhere. 437-1620. It's the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. We'll be right back.
Spring has sprung, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now's the time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll sure have the best-smelling backyard while grilling those burgers on your Big Green Egg. Now you can get the Big Green Egg and accessories at Barnes. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Inslee on Old Palafox.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Looking for a sewing machine? Daryl's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in Pensacola, with new machines starting at $249 and used machines starting at just $150. There are lots of machines to choose from under $500, plus sewing furniture, craft supplies, and fabric. Financing is available. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com. The folks at Daryl's say, when you buy from us, you get from us. That's sewinginpensacola.com.
We worked our whole lives to save, just to spend it on time, with these two, filling buckets of memories. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Because even mild hearing loss doubles our risk of dementia. Yes, dementia. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel, Garden Line with your host Mike Wiggins. My name is Jake Walker, taking your calls and texts. 437-1620. We had a great call over the break, and you were actually going to mention this, but Gary from Pensacola let us know about how to combat these termite swarms, right?
Right, and I think Gary is right on target. Is turn off your outside lights. Any room in your home where you're not using, turn off the lights. Just keep all, because they are drawn. This is just my experience. Right. I think they're drawn to the lights. Mm-hmm. And so if you turn off your outside lights especially, then they might have some relief from these things. But keeping in mind, it is temporary. They just don't stay. Yeah. But if they're bothering you for over a couple of days, be sure to turn the lights off. Mm-hmm. Gary, you're right. Thank you. We've got some smart listeners.
Right, and we had a text in here right behind the phone call. It said, the termite swarming, I believe, is due to breeding. It's a breeding time for them.
Okay.
You can keep them out of their house, of course, by turning off all the lights, as we said, and they keep their exhaust fans on in the bathroom so that they won't get in that way.
Great idea.
If there's an airflow where you can keep it flowing out of the house,
Great idea.
Awesome.
Good. Thank y'all. Appreciate that.
Yes.
All right.
So 437-1620, get your calls and texts in. We have a quick call right before our next break. This is going to be Lynn from the Pensacola Garden Center. How you doing today, Lynn?
Hi. Great.
What's happening, Lynn? How you doing? I hadn't talked to you in a long time. How are you?
I know. Been busy, crazy busy. We're having our secret garden tour, which is our major fundraiser of the year. This Saturday, 18 and 19 of May, 10 to 4. Saturday, 12 to 4 on Sunday. You can buy tickets at the Garden Center. 1850 North 9th Avenue. We're open 10 to 4 all this week, selling tickets.
Well, Lynn, give us...
We're featuring a tiny house.
Oh, really? That should be fun. Lynn, give us the Cliff Notes version of exactly what people can see on this tour.
We have a six-acre garden and flower garden, vegetable garden, palm tree garden, everything on off of Bower Road. We have a house on Avery Street. We have orchids right off of I-10 at Avalon Boulevard in going to Milton. Cute, like 400 or 500 orchids. We have a unique garden off near Bailey's Fruit Market off of Davis Highway on Chadwick. That's very unique. And we have a whimsical garden off of Navy Boulevard or off of Barrancas over there past Star Lake. Various, we're not featuring any. No landscapers this year. It's mom and pop.
Well, that sounds like fun. And when you buy your tickets, I'm sure as it is in the past, you have a program that tells you the addresses and the general theme of the garden, so people can kind of, they don't have to go to them all. They can just pick and choose.
Right, and it's 2 days, so you can go back and forth as many times as you want.
Exactly.
And self-guided tour, you have a tour book and you have tickets. When you come to the office at Pensacola Garden Center, 1850 North 9th Avenue, 10 to 4 every day this week. Tickets are going fast, and we only printed out a certain amount of books. So,
I wish this is a great event every year, and you do a great job. All of y'all do great jobs over there at the Garden Center, and we appreciate you letting us know about that. I think a lot of our listeners will probably want to go to that. I really appreciate
it. Thank you for your support, Mike. We appreciate
you
it.
You always have that, time. Lynn. You know that. So thanks for calling. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
All
yes,
right.
Sir.
All right, 437-1620, call or text, join the conversation. We got Mike Wiggins in here in the garden line. I'm your co-host, Jake Walker, taking your calls and texts. So please let us know if you have any questions before we run out of time. All right, we're about to go to another commercial break here in just a second, but anything you want to hit before we go to that break?
Well, one thing I want to do, I kind of want to tag on to what we talked about, I think it was last week or the week before. We were talking about the annuals that do very well in Pensacola and put up with our heat and what have you. And there are two I want to add to it. One, because I quite frankly forgot about them. I should have put them on my list. Portulaca. Portulaca is a name a lot of people may not remember, but moss rose is what that is. It's kind of a succulent type plant. Very, very low, kind of vining, but it is a great plant for containers or putting in the front of a flower bed because it has multicolors to it of blooms, and it will really, really put up with hot weather. It's a great plant, not used enough. And here's one more. We talked about blooming plants, but then you've got one that I really, really like called Dusty Miller. Dusty Miller has nothing but kind of a gray, dusty leaf to it, but it is a wonderful plant to put in with other blooming plants because of the contrast, because of that gray leaf contrast. Just really looks good with, I don't care if it's with impatiens or marigolds or petunias, but putting Dusty Miller in some of your containers is really, really fun to do, and I think it looks great, and it too really will put up with the hot weather, no doubt about it.
When I go home today, I'm going to ask Alexa to play music by Dusty Miller because I'm sure there's somebody out there named Dusty Miller that has music. Do you ever do that? Do you ever just ask Alexa just to play, like you'll just make up a random name just to
I've never asked her about random names.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute now. I remember Dusty Springfield.
Dusty Springfield,
Dusty Springfield mm-hmm. was terrific.
Yep.
Great 60s artist.
Dusty Rhodes. I think that was in a movie. Was that the...
No, he played right field for the Dodgers, Brooklyn Dodgers.
All right.
Dusty Rhodes.
We're going to... Dusty Rhodes, take me home. 437-1620. It's the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. We'll be right back after this message. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back to wrap it up.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, there are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Hey, Andrew McKay. Here on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked extensively about the legislative wrap-up, things that the legislature accomplished in Tallahassee. Why accomplishing a lot isn't necessarily a good thing, because, you know, our system of government was designed to not function well, and when it functions well, you kind of have to worry about, is that a good thing exactly? We talked with Sheriff Simmons about law enforcement matters in the county, and which foods are better as leftovers, and which foods shouldn't be leftovers. You can find all those conversations at newsradio923.com on the podcast page.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola, Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. We only got a couple minutes left, Mike.
I thought we were going to play a little Dusty Springfield here, Jay.
I got to do some research.
I don't know if our computer goes back that far.
Nah, I don't know. It might be like, no, we will not play this for you. But yeah, thank you for your calls and texts this morning. This has been great. Bo from South Jay wanted to know about fertilizer and timing for some blackberries and boysenberries.
Oh, yeah. I would treat those just like I would, say, a regular vegetable garden. I like a fertilizer with a low middle number, and the next two numbers are high. My favorite would be 4, 12, 12. Now, you may not be able to find 4, 12, 12, but you could probably find a fertilizer, for example, for blooming plants, which has a high middle number and a high number at the end, which helps with the root growth. So, I would do that. I would do it, at least every 3 to 4 weeks, do a little fertilizer with that low nitrogen is what you're looking for here, that low nitrogen fertilizer, and you'll do fine. That's a lot of them. That 4-12-12 is an old agricultural formula that the farmers have used for years and years and years. But you ought to be able to find something similar and then just go at it. Yeah. Great. Those are fun to grow.
And tasty. I love boysenberry syrup.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Anybody's been to IHOP lately? All right. So Catherine wanted to let us know that the termites did get in through her kitchen fan. So that the fans, any openings to the home, they're going to be able to crawl in through there.
Exactly.
So, but only once a year, huh?
Once a year.
Once a year.
In May, I think. Once a year.
So it's like their spring break. They come down here and party and breed, and then they leave.
Good for them. It's good riddance.
Kind of like all the kids from around the country. Yeah.
Exactly. Glad to have them here in Pensacola.
Exactly. Sort
Except
of.
No yes. termites.
No termites. Yeah. The kids.
The
right.
Kids.
Yeah. I understood. News Radio Pensacola. We'll be right back with more after this. Thanks, Mike.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.